Okay, this is chapter 4 of How to Read a Book, the Classical Guide to Intelligent Reading. I just finished reading this chapter. It's kind of late at night, and I figured I better get this down on tape or I'm going to lose it because there's a lot here. So, it's called The Second Level of Reading, Inspectional Reading. Inspectional Reading. Inspectional Reading proceeds from elementary reading. And the first thing we have, there are two types of inspectional reading. The first type of inspectional reading is systematic skimming or pre-reading. It's good to skim over a book. It's good to pre-read a book very superficially. So first of all, we're going to... First, you have to determine whether or not you're going to read this book in the first place. So, say you got a 400-page book, and you have to skim it and study its contents very quickly just to see if you want to read it or not. Skimming the book is part of inspectional reading. And your main aim is to discover whether the book requires a more careful reading, and also what is the main content of the book. So there are several points here on how to do this. First, look at the title page, and if the book has one, add its preface. Read this quickly. And also, two, study the table of contents to obtain a general sense of the book's structure. Use it as you would a road map before taking a trip. Apparently, there are most table of contents are some are detailed and some are not. This book actually has a very detailed table of contents with subcategories, etc. So if you skim that, you will understand many things. Another source for skimming would be the index. Check the index if the book has one, and make a quick estimate of the range of topics covered and the kinds of books and authors referred to, and you could look up some of the pages that are cited. Number 4, if the book is a new one, then read the with the dust jacket, then read the publisher's blurb. Some people have the impression that there's nothing really to read in the publisher's blurb, but you could read that and get a general overview of the book. A fifth source of skimming would be looking to see if there's chapters. Look at the chapters in the table of contents and see if there's some that are pivotal chapters. Take a closer look at these. Also, you can turn the pages, dipping in here and there and reading a paragraph or two, and sometimes several pages in sequence, just to get a feel for the book. Very quick reads. When you're skimming the book systematically, you have to think of yourself looking for clues. You have to be alert. And you have to think of yourself as a detective. Part 2 of inspectional reading, there's superficial reading. Superficial reading is reading quickly, reading without stopping to read all the side notes and all the index, you know, all those little notes at the bottom, or if you don't understand something, you just keep on reading through it. This is the first superficial reading. However, in my case, I'm lucky if I read the book once. But this author is implying that you could do a superficial reading very quickly and then go back and do a second reading. When you do the first reading, you have to go read past the point where you have difficulties understanding and read the book undeterred and undismayed by the paragraphs, footnotes, comments, references to escape you. The author uses an example of reading Shakespeare. Some people get into Shakespeare and they start reading like one line and get all kinds of footnotes. And quote, it says in verse 37, by the time they reached the end, they had forgotten the beginning and lost sight of the whole. In verse 38, he goes on to talking about different reading speeds. He talks about speed reading. Some people are, at the time, I guess in the 40s, when this book was written, some people were getting into speed reading. But he's saying that reading quickly is okay. Some books, almost all books, there are parts of the book that you can read quickly. But there are some parts that you have to read slowly and absorb it. So it's variable speed, not just speed reading through the whole thing. But he also says, here's a quote, you know, if you're speed reading, if you don't know the basic rules and how to read a book, then even speed reading doesn't help you. For example, in page 39, quote, he does not know the rules of reading. He does not know how to marshal his intellectual resources for the task. No matter how quickly he reads, he will be no better off if, as is too often true, he does not know what he is looking for and does not know what he has found. So you got to know the ins and outs of reading a book before you think of speed reading. He goes on to say that even books that demand the extra time for analytical reading contain interstitial material that can be and should be read quickly. And every good book also contains matter that is difficult and should be read slowly. So variable speeds. Talks about fixations and regressions. Sometimes we end up getting caught up in rereading things, or if you follow along your line, a line in the book, your eye stops 5 or 6 times during one line. And this kind of hinders your speed. And so he uses a trick that you should put your thumb and 2 fingers together and draw them along a line and follow at a continuous speed. And continue increasing the speed and train your brain and your eyes to work together. And you could probably increase your speed 2 or 3 times what you're now doing. He gives an example about reading the Declaration of Independence. You know, the first 2 chapters should take a lot of time. Then there's a bunch of facts, which, unless you're actually doing some detailed historical research, you know, you can just read faster through this part. And there's a portion just above the names that can be read quickly. But he's saying reading the Declaration of Independence, which is 2 or 3 pages, more effort should be taken on the first 2 paragraphs, and so it's variable speed. He's using that as an example. So the summary statement for this chapter is found in verse 43. It says, every book should be read no more slowly than it deserves, and no more quickly than you can render it with satisfaction and comprehension. So remember the two phrases, systematic skimming and inspectional reading. Systematic skimming and inspectional reading. And superficial reading. So 3. Systematic skimming, inspectional reading, and superficial reading. And that's it for chapter 4 on to chapter 5.